Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From painful playgrounds to agonizing main events, these WWE moments didn't half succeed in sucking the air and people out of a room. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 7 WWE moments so bad fans exited the building. Number 7, WWE feel an immediate backlash, Backlash 2018. Not for the last time on this list, I'm going to invite you to take a trip down memory lane to a time when the Tribal Chief was anything but acknowledged by the WWE faithful. Hot on the heels of a number of anything but pleasing showcases involving Roman Reigns, with both of his prior pay-per-view bouts with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 34 and the greatest Royal Rumble going down like a pint of sick, WWE had the bright idea of throwing their resident big dog into the main event of one of the most disappointing events in their recent history, Backlash 2018. This was the painful night which saw AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura go to a draw for the WWE title, and Daniel Bryan being forced to battle Big Cass on his comeback tour. Doubt the unenviable task of getting fans back on side after a stale evening of action. The fact this match came against a crowd favourite such as Samoa Joe still did nothing to dissuade chance of beat the traffic, and is a moment both talented stars would most likely want to forget in all honesty. Number 6, Monday night's main event can't keep fans in their seats, Raw December 2015. Now I promise this entire list isn't just a way to bash Roman Reigns' almost universally despised forced babyface push from 2014 to 2019, honest. However, it's hard to overlook the fact that the way WWE were presenting their next golden boy at this time simply didn't connect with their paying audience as Vinnie Mac had so hoped. For another example of Roman's first real reign at the top of the company flopping with the live crowd, here we have the time fans decided to head home early as soon as it became clear that the big dog would be colliding with Sheamus in the main event segment a few years back. Coming during a December 2015 edition of Monday Night Raw in the lead up to that year's TLC pay-per-view, despite the fact that Reigns and the Celtic Warrior were going to war in and around the usual tables, ladders, and chairs on show at this time. Many of the folks who had already paid for their ticket decided they'd seen enough of this already dull as hell rivalry. Cue fans being pictured exiting the arena early and seats rapidly becoming empty all around the building. But this was merely the beginning of the widespread rejection of the man who would be Tribal Chief. Number 5, Dean Ambrose and Kevin Owens can't keep frustrated fans in the building, a house show in 2016. Highlighting how this wasn't strictly a Roman Reigns problem, but more a WWE can't build stars for love no money issue, let's dive into the house show circuits around this often divisive time to be a WWE diehard. One particular live event going down in Evansville, Indiana, once again exposed how tired the company's audience had become with the same trite and vapid showcases they'd grown used to seeing time and time again over the prior months. On this occasion, a contest between Dean Ambrose and Kevin Owens proved to be the last straw, as AllWrestlingNews.com reported a mass exit of fans from different sections of the arena. Before that night's main event, it even concluded, when the sight of the future AEW World Champion and eventual Universal Champion smashing 10 lumps of crap out of each other in a no disqualification match can't keep audiences engaged, you know you've got some problems. Number 4, Number 30 produces the wrong kind of rumble, Royal Rumble 2017. In the wake of WWE opting to pull the phenomenal trigger in 2016 when it pertained to their signature Royal Rumble surprise, it's safe to say that fans were expecting something rather special at the following year's over the top rope spectacle, not least of all due to the overall scale of the event being dialed up somewhat by bringing the Rumble to the Alamo Dome. However, not even the promise of 50,000 strong filling the Texas arena could change the fact that WWE had their heart set on one man and one man alone coming in at number 30. Would he be Kenny Omega? Would Kurt Angle step back in between the WWE ropes? Could it actually be Sting? In the ultimate pressing the big red button and then covering your ears and singing as loud as you possibly can moment, Vince McMahon instead decided to throw the big dog to the flames once again, and the reception was memorable. But sadly, for all the wrong reasons. Reigns was booed out of the building for simply not being a fantasy booker's dream. And it was reported that a wave of fans immediately launched themselves out of their seats and swiftly from the arena. After all, it was the big dog's yard, so maybe these folks were just respectfully making way for the future Universal Champion. Maybe not. Number 3, Kofi Kingston isn't a house show hit. House shows 2019. It'd be foolish to even suggest that Kofi Mania wasn't one of the most satisfying and crowd-pleasing developments to have ever gone down inside of Vince McMahon's walls. However, as Nikki A.S.H.'s recent divisive run as Raw Women's Champion also proved, how an audience receives you on weekly television and how they do at a WWE live events can often be two entirely different things. Despite being arguably the most over man in the building around the time of Elimination Chamber 2019, the Wrestling Observer's Dave Meltzer went on record to confess that fans hadn't been reacting that warmly to the sight of Kingston in the main event on the house show loop. They'd even gone as far as to leave during the scheduled bout 3 nights in a row. In all fairness, that aforementioned abrupt exiting of the arena likely wasn't helped by the fact Kingston was squaring up with Elias in the show closing contest, following on from a Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins versus Baron Corbin and Drew McIntyre tag match too. But there was clearly still work to be done in crafting the eventual WWE champion into a marketable main event draw. That being said, those negative Nellies who weren't impressed by Kingston's main event showing against Elias didn't do anything to stop the New Day man reaching the top of the mountain at Mania 35 not long after, so more fool them. Number 2, the big dog's lackluster coronation, WrestleMania 32. This is the last Roman Reigns one, honest. Has there ever been a more anticlimactic finish to a WrestleMania than that of the 32nd entry of this annual staple? Sure, there are a few infamous contenders to pick from, but which of those actually forced fans to leave the arena midway through the supposed marquee match of the evening? That unwanted accolade was gifted unto the dismal contest between the present-day company man, Roman Reigns, and the person once touted to lead WWE into pastures new, Triple H. It's not like the pair didn't put in a shift, though. Reigns bulldozed the game through a barricade with a vicious spear, and Trips did everything in his power to put over the former Shield star. But those who bothered to stay in the arena weren't having any of it, and those who reportedly left clearly felt that beating the traffic was a better option than watching the big dog's inevitable coronation. Again, this wasn't Reigns' fault, nor was it even Trips or Stephanie McMahon's, it has to be said. Vince McMahon quite simply just hadn't produced a story or character that fans legitimately wanted to get behind for the final match of their biggest show of the year. So why in the hell should they have to stick around and watch the lazy crap hit the fan? Number 1, Alexa's Playground goes down like a lead balloon. Raw, 25th September 2021. With Extreme Rules now in the rearview mirror and Alexa Bliss's beloved Lily literally left with the stuffing knocked out of her, it does appear that WWE have finally lost interest in pushing a creepy stuffed doll on what can only be described as a demented schoolgirl down their audience's throats. Yet the final straw likely actually came a week earlier during a segment involving Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss, having a sharp back and forth in the middle of the latter's, playground. Though an initial report from Dave Meltzer suggested that a whopping 1,500 folks decided they'd had it up to here with all things Fiend Light, it was later made known via a WWE source to Brian Alvarez that a number closer to 700 had actually upped sticks during this Monday night fail. Despite Bliss herself firing back at Meltzer's original report on the walkouts, it does seem clear that there were at least a decent number of walkouts during the not exactly well-received exchange that saw Bliss and Flair bicker over originality among many, many other things. Bliss, Flair, and everyone else forced to bring this ill-thought-out mess to life deserve better than that. We think you'll agree.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.